Chicago. That's right. It is Friday, June the 16th, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, we have a show for you today. It's Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do. It's Praise Break Friday. And today's topic is going to be good. The problem when your ministry is your passion. The problem when ministry is your... I sound a little preachy when I said that. The problem when your ministry is your passion. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, alongside my sister in ministry, the one, the only... Watch this. Daria. Daria. Uh-huh. I know I was going to pad up. See, I just messed with you. Daria Zipora Springfield.
Yes,
Sprang.
Yes,
Sprang. S-P-R-I-A.
Sprang.
Sprang. Right. Uh-huh. Sprang. Right. It's sometime it'll sprang up in you. Uh-huh. Watch out there now. You'll see. We're going to have some fun today, y'all. Y'all better be ready. It's going to be good. If you're listening already on the line, just push one and you can be a part of the show. I mean, you've already dialed in. You're sitting there with your phone up to your ear. You got your headphones on. You're sneaking doing it at work. Just push one and that'll let you into our studio and you can be a part of the show. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you are on Twitter, yeah, people still on there. People still tweet, right? I know our president does. Bless his heart.
God.
Yeah, you can tweet the show. I wonder would LaDonna ever tweet us. I wonder if I say something to him. See, I'm scared to say something because I might, you know,
don't do it.
Wrong people show up over here. You know, we don't want the wrong folk to show up at the studio while I'm over here tweeting again. But, you know, if we tweet 45, you know, he is quick to respond sometimes.
Yes, he is.
You know, I wonder if we can get him on the show. You know, Secret Service, you know, might not want me, let me pass the background thing for Secret Service. You know, it might be some issues. Anyhow. But you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can definitely find us there. Again, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. The live streams, yep, I believe they are. The live streams are up and running. Yes, sir. I see us. Oh, there we go. The live streams are up and running. You can find us real quick on Ustream, ustream.tv, ustream.tv. You can find us there. Click that Ustream. Yeah, it's up and running. Hit that menu and that chat button over there at the top. Yeah, right there. Menu and then chat. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. The chat room is open on Ustream. And then Facebook Live is up and running. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Y'all come on in the room. Say something nice to the people. And Ain't Gussie,
nope.
It's already that got started. Yes,
God.
I know it's Friday when Ain't Gussie is in house. We're going to have to make Ain't Gussie a part of the show. We're going to have to get Ain't Gussie in. Ain't Gussie said, go ahead and tweet him, and we will find out if the meat is any good. She used proper English. It ain't funny. If she had said meat no good,
no,
then I would have went in.
You know, she fixed it.
She did?
Yeah.
Mm.
She said, y'all ain't going to let that go?
Jesus.
No.
No. Okay. anyway, y'all, God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. And then last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast. Simply go to your iTunes account, go to your Blogger account, go to your Stitcher account, wherever you listen to a podcast. You know, a lot of black folk don't know nothing about podcasts. But if y'all go, it's interesting stuff out there.
Yes, it is.
Find us on any podcast medium. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you'll find us there. Daria, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. I ain't seen you since
Friday.
Right, last Friday. Bless the Lord. You been all right?
I've been good.
Staying out of trouble?
Always.
I know, preacher's kid. I know you.
I'm always out
well,
of trouble.
Well, all y'all ain't, you know. Don't let the preacher's kid stuff fool you. I'm just saying.
Delivered.
Yeah.
I am always.
Oh, well. Well, then. Was that delivered with a D or a T on the...
D, I was properly delivered.
Oh, you was properly delivered. You weren't delivered.
Nah, delivered.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to.
So
you had to, because you had to come back when you've been.
Yeah. You
got to keep going. You got
to. Back to the moon.
You got to. To the moon is bitch. You know, we never had one. Did y'all have one of them at y'all?
No.
You ever been to a church that had one?
Mm-mm.
I don't even know what they look like. Is it really a bench?
No.
Really?
It's like a...
How you know? You ain't never seen it.
From what I've heard. When the seasoned saints talk about it, it'd be like the front row.
Where's the prophet? Prophet Cornelius Williams, is you still... You on here? Is that really a mourner's bench? Like, is it like in the front row?
It's like
for the mother.
Row, what you call it? Like, when they open the door, they come sit up there where the mother's at. That's
what the invitation
was,
is?
Like, it was like that front row.
That front row.
That's what I was
That's
told.
That's the mourner's bench. I don't know.
I was told. You ain't got to go sit down. I'm just saying.
What?
I ain't never been to one.
So they tell you go sit down? What?
They tell you go sit down. I can't even remember if it was my papa or my grandma that told me about it.
What?
But one of them... one of the elders in my family was telling me how they mama made them go sit down. They said, you ain't got it.
Prophet Cornelius Williams says, no, it's old school. I never saw one. It was like 1960s. Oh, okay. So they got rid of the mourners. I would love to. Somebody got some old 8mm footage. Because I just want to see who was sitting on the bench. I just want to know who all was there.
I don't know.
Ain't Gussie say.
Oh, my goodness.
It's where the deacons be at today. That's what she say. It's where the deacons sit.
That's where
on the mourner's bench.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you moan or you're mourning? Which is it? Is it the
know.
Moaning? Is it moaning bench or mourner's bench?
They probably can't spell it. So they just
is it moaning? Like moaning, like, mm-hmm, you know, moaning? Or is it mourning like somebody died
like,
and you upset?
Why would you be mourning?
Well, you could be mourning because they was terrible.
Like, I'm confused.
I'm just trying to understand.
I still don't know.
Prophet, you know what? You just did ask the prophet last night. Now I'm asking you now, and you ain't got no answer for me.
I'm just saying, the moaning. I'm about to look it up.
The next time, right, look it up. Right, do that. The next time you do, ask the prophet at 10 o'clock at night, that's going to be my question, and I'm going to put you on Front Street in front of all your people. I want to know. Gussie say it's mourning. It's morning.
Why are we
that's
morning?
The wrong song. And we slept. Oh, that's the wrong song.
It is morning.
So it's the morning.
At
bench.
A religious revival meeting, a bench or a seat at the front of the church or room set apart for mourners.
Oh. What?
Those repentant sinners seeking salvation.
They're mourning because they're sinners. Teach us, educate us, educate us.
So why the deacon sitting on the mourning bench? Okay,
that's probably the best spot for the some of them.
No.
Huh? Huh?
No.
What you mean?
Uh-uh.
What you talking about, Willis?
What
you saying?
Why is that a definite?
So read the definite. Go pull it back up again. What is it? What's the? You gonna read the definite for the mourner's bench? Hold on, please.
At a religious revival meeting, a bench or seat set at the front of the church or room set apart for mourners seeking salvation.
Read, daughter. Read.
Seeking salvation.
Seeking from what? From what?
They were sinners.
They were sinners.
Seeking salvation.
Seeking salvation on the mourner's bench. On the bench. Okay.
On the mourner's bench.
Up there in where the deacons sit now.
I'm just saying. The definition says that they sit at the front of the church. I don't know where your deacons sit, but the
where
front
you
of the
sit? Well, we got two benches on the front. One to the left and to the right, and ain't nothing but deacons on them.
And they are set apart.
Set apart.
For the mourners.
For the mourners.
The sinners seeking.
Look at that. Okay, I get it.
I'm just saying.
Prophet Cornelius, you know what? I'm done. He said, okay, I get it. Moan in bench. That's the country way of saying mourning. That's why I thought it was a moaning bench. He said, all this time, I'm just not learning this.
But it's mourning.
It's mourning.
Like sorrowful.
It's
like
sorrowful.
I'm a sinner. Sinners go to hell. So they mourning because they ain't saved.
So that means back in the day. When I used to come to church after being out all night Saturday night, I should have went and sat straight on the...
Were you seeking salvation? See, according to the definition...
Help us.
Say it like I know it.
Come on, say it. Help us. Come on, help us. Help us.
According to the definition...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
From Elder Google.
Uh-huh. Elder Google. Bless his heart.
He has said.
He has said. Read.
that is set aside for those seeking salvation. The operative word is seeking.
Oh, okay.
If you ain't seeking it, you can't sit.
So let's just go up there because I feel bad.
Nah,
because I feel like guilty.
Uh huh.
Okay, because I'm going back next Saturday.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to help y'all. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's not morning, bench, like good morning, darling. None of that. It's morning. Like, I'm sad.
I'm with you, Prophet. I thought it was like the moaning, bitch. Like,
I thought it was moaning, too. Is this are you moaning a church song? Was this a theme song from
I
a
think
TV
that was,
show?
Was that Good Time?
Is that Good Time? This man just moaned. Good time.
I think that was Good Time.
It was.
I
think it was.
Was it Good Time? Or was it
you moaned that like it was I Need
You. It was in my head.
Oh my goodness.
I felt it down in my heart.
Oh, Jefferson.
That was Jefferson.
I
think it was Good Time.
Good Times was
What would I just moan? Somebody tell me what I just.
Wait a minute, you made me forget.
Right, what are people at to tell me what
the high top all wait a minute. That was a Good Time. I don't know. It's not the Jefferson's.
It wasn't
sure.
The Jefferson's. I think that was
they
Good Time.
They find fish on the grill.
Right,
and
they got
upbeat. Like some
grits don't burn in the kitchen, beans don't
fry on the grill.
Burn
I don't
the grill.
Know the words.
Took a whole lot
that
of
that was the Jefferson's
to ride in just to get up that hill.
Uh-huh.
Now we're up in the big leagues.
And, my God.
Uh-huh.
They say it's the Jefferson.
That is the Jefferson?
I don't know.
Or maybe that's the end. Is that the end of the Jeffersons? You know what? I think that's the end. That's the when it go off.
Yep. There you go.
That was the.
Thank
okay.
You, Prophet.
Thank you, Prophet.
Thank you,
bless
people.
You. See, that's why we have the elders to teach us folk. Mm-hmm.
At the credit. Thank
the
you,
credit.
Brother Prophet.
Uh-huh. Y'all come on. Come through,
the
Prophet.
Prophet.
Come through. That's what they
want.
It's about time.
Man. Oh, my God. They fulfilling their duty.
Do something. Yeah, because some of your prophets, you mean, you know, I ain't talking about y'all. I'm just saying some of them don't.
You want left. Come back. Don't do it.
Don't go.
Don't do it.
I'm just saying. Don't go. You know, I'm something like a prophet. I told you.
We're not going to deal with your prophecy.
Well, I told you I'm something like one.
I know
I've been told. I have talked to the highest elders.
But there are limitations on your.
Oh, it's there. Yeah, but my prophecy stays in its lane. It stay right there.
Here you Baptist people go. Prophet.
What?
Watch it.
What you say? What are you Baptist?
Here you Baptist people go.
What are you trying to say? What? What? We can't talk about the Baptist folk ain't allowed to. Speak on. We ain't allowed to speak on prophets.
Prophet Sheridan said, "Don't pull it."
Don't pull it. What?
You talking about the prophets? You know they had the prophets unite frontline.
Don't really.
They didn't rose up on you.
Is that the P high?
The P high.
P high.
That's him, y'all. Him over there. He is cutting up, and we just logged in. We just logged in, and you're cutting up.
It don't take long. It don't take long.
You cut up at the door.
Right, pretty much. I was, you know, you had OCD at the door. I was trying to.
I did not.
You didn't. I think you have. Tanya, did you finish the background check?
It was crooked.
Because I think we got it. I got enough people to deal with some sort of OCD type issues. I can't have you up in here with, yeah. She came to the door.
Oh, my goodness.
And y'all know, for those of you who have been to the studio, I have a Batman with a doormat right at the door, right? A Batman doormat. And I guess it wasn't straight. It was crooked. And I opened the door for her, waiting for her to come in, and she looking down at the floor. Trying to perfectly align, making sure it's not on a. It was on a perpendicular.
All
and
I'm
I guess
saying was,
she wanted to be on an obtuse or something, and she. And she.
It looked like this.
She walks in the door, looked down at the thing, and started singing. Let's straighten it out.
Did I?
Let's straighten it out.
Did I?
You know how I used to like that song. You know, have you heard that song? Let's straighten it out.
Nope.
Oh, you ain't that. Y'all know the song. Who sings Let's Straighten It Out? Now, some of y'all prophets, don't y'all get super saved on me. Who sings the song Let's Straighten It Out? I'm on down. Find the song. Who sings the song?
What is a corner and back room prophet?
What?
I'm going to stop reading the comments today.
Well, I know some bad prophets, but they do corner and back room prophets. See what? Who sings? Y'all don't know who sings the song Let's Straighten It Out? Y'all don't know. I need to.
You said you're going to give them a prize if they give you the answer.
Oh, a prize? We'll give you something. Hold on. Let me not speak too soon. Hold on. Where my producer at? I get in trouble. I stay in trouble around here. Tanya, are we going to give the people a prize if they tell us.
Did she change her name today? She might not answer.
No. All right. What is her name? Good point. See, there you go. You done got used to. No, it's okay. Michelle. I'm sorry.
See,
Michelle. Could you tell? Would you give people a prize if they sing or tell me who sang Let's Straighten It Out? Do we have something for the people? We got an old wrinkled up T-shirt somewhere around here.
Well, Prophet then came through with his
answer. Who? Prophet. Lattimore. Yeah. See. Okay. Well, he don't need no present. So. You got the Holy Ghost.
You got a prophet's reward for him.
What? Say what?
A prophet's reward for him.
He got the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
That is.
The greatest gift.
That is. The Holy Ghost. Jesus saved. Lattimore. So there's this song called Let's Straighten It Out, right? It's like an old school. It's not really.
He said they have a time.
Listen, you answered before he verified.
You did.
Right? You come answered
you
before he verified.
That's good.
I'm just trying to help.
Read something. Say something. You answered before we had proof and verification.
You should have held on to your answer.
Right. You know, like Jeopardy. You didn't ding in. You didn't buzz.
Oh,
you just hollered
goodness.
It out. You hollered your stuff out. But the song, Let's Straighten It Out. I used to like singing this song because it's the only song I could sing when I was little. It was like it was an old song.
Mm-hmm.
But I could cuss.
Is cussing in the song Let's Straighten It Out?
The word hell is in the song. So it was a part of
what are they straightening out?
So it's about his relationship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And at one point in the song, you get good to it. It's like he gets to the part. He say, how in the hell you expect me to understand?
Wait a minute.
I promise.
Wait a minute.
No. Right. Hey, that
no
is
prophet co-founder with you.
He wasn't always saved either.
My goodness.
See, I'm talking to my folk that know they done been somewhere and done come made it back too.
Goodness.
Thank you, prophet. I see these super sharers talking about, I'm saved. I'm saved for real. You know what? Don't act like they don't know that.
At least you let us on these last $2. Praise him.
See?
I know that song.
I remember one time at the church.
You don't want to lose, right?
At the church. Yeah, these last $2. Don't want to lose.
Yeah, I like that song.
Somebody played at the church picnic one time. Our former pastor was not happy at all.
Wait a minute.
He was at the church picnic. All of a sudden, these last
$2. They played that for awkward. Just that one part in loop it.
Don't tempt me.
Just loop that one part.
During the offering.
Yeah.
These last $2.
I don't want
Let me ask the senior pastors and prophets on the line. Pop, is that you? I see Park's head up there. Would y'all be offended?
Oh, my goodness.
If your musicians just started playing that one part.
Just loop it.
These last $2. Would y'all be offended? I'm just curious. Prophet William,
What is the praise team?
Not going to lose.
Chimed in.
The who?
Praise team.
The praise team just chimed in.
And not. Like, I'm just. Auntie, log off now. Talking about these shenanigans.
What is this?
Okay, so her and my mom went to a funeral Sunday.
Okay.
And they came back talking about, I went to a funeral, a real funeral.
A real funeral.
And no one knew what they meant.
What a real funeral was.
Yeah, I went to a real funeral.
Oh, Lord.
And we like, okay, what's a real funeral? They said, well, you know, save folks.
Uh-huh.
Mark's dancing. You know, they say folks, they celebrate and they have homegoings and they celebrate and they send them people off, you know, with a bang.
Uh-huh.
But a funeral,
uh-huh.
they ain't say.
They went to was that a funeral home too?
Uh-huh. On the Sunday.
Oh, that's a real funeral.
And they was playing the blues.
Yeah.
So they were sitting there. My mom and them was like, I could have stayed in church and just came a little later. My mama said the best part about the funeral is that they played the blues. It was a whole blues playlist.
Well, we've had funerals here for you know, people rented out the church because mm-hmm. you know, and they've came up with a CD saying, "Can you play my auntie's favorite songs?" And you know, and I was up here doing the sound, and I just played the CD in. My pastor gave me that look from the pulpit. I said, "Well, shit, it's the CD they gave me, boss.
Right,
what you want
right,
me to
right.
do?" You know, he said, "Play the song one time, don't you put it back on no more."
I cannot. I love those pastors that be like, "Cut it off."
Right.
My pastor is the king of, if I say 2 minutes, you got 2 minutes, and I'm going to turn your mic off.
I am all about.
Are you that one that
I'm
the sound man that do it for me?
Oh, see me, I got a little shorty work up here, right? As a matter of fact, that's my producer's son.
Mm-hmm.
He works in the audio video ministry. He, you know, so we got signals.
Please show me a
sign. Huh? Dude got up one time during the program and started talking a little bit too much about something that had nothing to do with it. And we on program, and we got guests in the house, and you won't start talking. I just stood right up.
I cannot.
Huh?
Can you turn it off?
Right off. Mute. Off. Done. He went from talking. And y'all don't recognize. What? I am all about the mute ministry.
I am weak.
The mute ministry is powerful over here.
Is hilarious.
I am about the mute ministry.
I love it.
And back when I used to do the system back in the day, if somebody got there and started talking too long, I would hit the button and then act like something was wrong. I don't know what happened.
See, you're not right.
I'm giving the look from this to my look from the balcony.
You're not right. What happened? What had happened?
Y'all know it's old. That's my first excuse. Y'all know it's old.
You know what? Now we know you just pressed that button.
Hey, the mute ministry.
My
is
grandma
strong.
Used to throw a watch on the pulpit. Oh my goodness.
Huh?
What that mean? Time.
Wait a minute. Say what? Pause.
Did she get the watch back?
Is this Norma pretending to be Felicia? What? Felicia.
She used to throw a whole watch.
My grandmama used to throw a watch on the.
At funerals or at the pastor because he was preaching too long. Like, Felicia, type fast.
I'm kind of confused.
But did she get the watch back? Was it a wood pulpit? Was it a glass
pulpit? Is this like,
did the ushers lock her down? Yes, Bishop Springfield will say, okay, let him preach.
During testimony, she was right to throw the watch.
Yeah.
That's why they cut out testimony service.
It was too long.
Yeah, because last testimony I heard, the woman said, "I just want to thank the Lord because I was in the store and they had bought eggs and I found out they was buy one, get one free. Thank God, good."
Wait, huh?
You what? What you say?
I went to sleep. What happened?
I was at the store and I was shopping and the Lord knew my money was short. And when I went to get me some eggs, I got to the counter and the woman said, "You know these is buy one, get one free. Ain't God good?"
This was a testimony?
Live.
Well, even little victories.
You know what? You will not. No.
Even
that's less. When testimony service was done.
Even
we ain't
little
talk
victories
about. No, we
belong
ain't.
To him. Victory belongs to Jesus.
Yeah. Don't make me. Don't make me.
Victory belongs.
Yeah. All right. Don't start. Don't start. You know I'll cut it on. I'll cut it on. Don't.
To Jesus.
Yeah.
That's that one song you make the ugly.
Man.
Your whole face.
That's why I'm glad I'm not a female, because all my makeup would be gone on Sunday.
You should just get some setting.
They have some stuff to stop it from running.
Your makeup should, unless you just get toe up.
Well, I'm talking about that, you know.
Not,
right.
Nah.
No, that ain't the one.
Lord Jesus, let me be near tissue at all times for that.
Felicia, who is Norma? She'll be on shortly, Felicia. You ain't met Norma. Y'all to introduce yourself. Let me speak to the people in the room. I done skipped. I know I done missed all of y'all. Gussie, Aunt Gussie, God bless you. Sheridan Davis, I see you. Prophet Cornelius Williams, what's going on? Pastor Parks, I see you, boss. Dana Miller, I see you. Joseph Pittman, what's happening? Felicia Martin, I see you. I see you. Let me see. I know I done missed a whole bunch of folk because I don't see y'all names over here. Just call them out because I y'all names that went away on my screen.
They went away.
Sorry.
Prophet Mary Duncan was in the room.
Okay, y'all say something if I didn't call your name. Okay,
uh-huh.
Shiante, what's her name?
Shiante, Belize. Hey, auntie.
Zip and Gussie, we know what it means when bishops say, "All right." See what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, he has this very.
She said Bishop Springfield is the MVP for cutting folks off.
I be crying.
I understand. I am about the cutoff ministry.
Listen. I mean, like,
Pastor, I told this story.
We know his tongue.
I've told this story before. Pastor Ricky Guyton, Body of Christ Church, south side of Chicago. Pastor Ricky Guyton, we was at his, doing his father's funeral.
Mm.
His father's funeral, okay? He was, you know, funeral, I'm going to use the word, funeralizing his own daddy. So his brother got up there, and family members were given 4 minutes. Everybody else was given 2.
Okay.
His brother got up there, and at the 4 minute mark, Deacon stood up. That was the signal. Like, your time is up.
Right.
He kept on talking.
Because it was his daddy.
Because it was his, right. But Pastor Guyton, who was his brother,
mm-hmm.
said, okay. So his son runs the sound system ministry, and they stuff is sitting on the side of the pulpit. And he just tapped him. Son started playing music. Huh? Like in the like the Oscars. Like, you've been up here too long? And then he said, yeah, y'all can play the music. And then so what happened with my daddy was...
He got louder.
Huh? And as the music was playing, this is what you heard. So then me and my daddy...
You just muted yourself.
Right. So then dude came right away. So dude came and walked him off. He sat down. So then Pastor Guyton says, I want to clear something up real quick. He says, I am strict and respectful of people's time. He says, and I tell, he says, and this applies to me. He says, I tell my son on Sundays, I got 25 minutes to preach. When I hit minute 25, you can cut me off too. So he was not playing. They don't play over there. And when I saw him do that, that just empowered my muting ability.
Muting power.
My
power.
Hey,
I
God.
Got the power. To
hey, God. I got, hey. And it's all in my hand. Hey, power in my hand. Power.
I cannot.
Huh?
I cannot with you today. You got the power to mute.
The power to mute. I think you ought to just mute some people every now and then. Just.
I tell people, I wish you would run out of words. Like, people used to run out of minutes. Like, just be talking.
Even the worst ones to get up there and to make an get up there, either make an announcement or speak, and then they just don't know how to stop.
Yeah. I try to have a straight face. It doesn't work. I get in trouble. 9 times out of 10, I'm not in trouble for what I say.
It's for the look on your face.
I'm in trouble for what my face is.
Oh, see, that's me. See, I I'm used to being able to sit in the balcony where no one saw me.
Mm-hmm.
So I could frown up. I could even say some stuff and wouldn't nobody hear me.
Mm-mm.
But see, now, you know, sitting in the pulpit, you know, I have to, and my pastor used to tell me all the time, you got to work on your poker face.
Mm-mm.
But then you telling me to work on my poker face, then you lean over to me and say something, and then you expect me to respond. Like,
because this is my poker face.
Oh.
It
see,
don't
now,
hurt.
See, now,
I laugh.
See, now I'm like this here. I'm just, this is my new one. Now I just sit like I did the Malcolm X with the hand and the finger.
Mm-mm.
You know, I just sit there and you know, and I can't say amen to foolishness. So I just will, you know.
Yeah.
But then I get accused of, look how rude. He just mean. He won't even say amen for the preacher. Preacher ain't preaching. Hell.
Jesus.
I don't say amen for everything. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Like, oh, my goodness.
You just holler amen? Huh? You one of the people that just holler amen thinking it's going to make them sit down quicker?
That's what they say. If you give me some amens, I'll sit down. But I guess Dana said, if you give me a word,
Gussie.
Sit down. What'd she say? What did she say?
They go to repeating when they run out of words. And Dana, I have a poker face.
Don't do my auntie. Listen, I disagree. I respectfully disagree, auntie, because you be sitting there. Don't make me do it.
What?
She be sitting on air, we call it. When it ain't right, she got this move where she just.
Oh, well, she just
leaned.
Oh.
And we be like,
what is that? Do that again. Oh, I'm about to.
What are you leaning
against? I have to learn that.
We be like, what are you leaning against? Her back don't be against the seat.
Oh, so she had that smooth criminal going.
And she will hold it until you're done.
What?
And we.
Do she breathe?
We don't know. We can't tell. And you can ask Shelly. You can ask my mama.
No.
I'm telling you.
Gussie.
I'm telling you. It is hilarious. She'd be like, oh, yeah, it's to the left. Not to the right. To the left. And she just sit there.
Huh? Well, bless. Gussie got to come on.
And do it. Just lean.
Just come and
have him sit right here. And
you know what? I need Gussie. We need you to come when stuff being said around here. Just do it.
Just point to
it. Right. Just. Now she gonna hear it. She gonna already know. She gonna be like, yeah. Cause yeah, cause literally I die.
Thank you, Sheridan said. Sure does.
See.
We crack up at it. It is the funniest thing ever.
Pray
she
for
just,
her.
I'm like, what are you leaning against?
Oh God, help us all. Major. Uh-oh. Okay. Let's find out. Let's talk about this real quick before I okay. Let's yeah, where we at? Are you serious right now? Ew. Okay. Yeah. So we gonna fix that. We gonna take a break, y'all. We gonna take a break and we'll be right back. Okay, how did that happen? Yeah, that's what happens when you let me do stuff. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back. Blog Talk, folks, we're going to take care of y'all. We're going to make a quick adjustment, and y'all can come back in and get on that thing. We're going to go ahead because, yeah, we're going to definitely need some of this victory at this point. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
What you can do? Apparently,
Gussie
is racist. Gussie is racist. The radio show side, yeah.